Hey Matt, you got us?
Yeah, I don't know how to do this stuff.
That is okay. Let me. Are you able to turn your video on, or is
that... I don't know how to do that. I was just hollering for any millennials out there that know how to do this stuff, but nobody was. I'm the old guy that don't know how. Yeah.
It's down on that lower bar if you do see something that says start video.
Yeah, I'm not seeing all that.
Okay, well, we're just going to get started then.
I see you.
The video. Well, I mean, that's a positive at least. We'll just get started then. We're now joined by Matt Crafton, our third place finisher of the evening. Matt, obviously much better finish than at Pocono. Can you just talk to us a little bit about your run tonight?
We had a really, really fast Nard Ford F-150. It was just needed a little bit of track position right there. When I cleared Zane at the end, we ran the fastest lap of anybody by like 3/10, and I just wanted another restart there at the end. I thought I had Parker cleared on that one, but a teammate jumped up there and helped him, and kind of we got hung out right there and fell back some on the next restart, but then picked up some good spots there at the end, and I just wish we could have went back racing, but congratulations to Sheldon.
All right. Well, we are now going to open up the floor for questions from the media. As a reminder, just click the participants tab there down at the bottom and raise your hand. We're going to kick it off with Sterling Siemens. Go ahead, Sterling.
Matt, first of all, congrats on the great run tonight. What is a run like this? It's because the season so far has been kind of a struggle for you and your team. How important is a run like tonight serving as like a catapult of momentum for the rest of the regular season?
Oh, it's huge. What's crazy to think, the last four races have been horrendous for us, but we went to Las Vegas. We were really, really good and had really good speed. And I mean, I felt that we had a shot at being able to win the race if everything fell our way. But then we went to Charlotte, where we're very good and had the trap bar rip out of the frame. And then there was four races in a row that were absolutely the worst races I can remember racing in my career. And to finally get that gorilla off our back, it really wasn't even a monkey, because I called it the gorilla because it was that gnarly, to say the least. And to get out of here and finish third, I mean, it was good. But all in all, I know we had a very fast truck and definitely could have won this race if we had the right track position at the end.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, our next question will come from Ashley McCubbin with Popular Speak. Go ahead, Ashley.
We're used to seeing that 88 truck in Victory Lane on a regular basis, but that hasn't been the case the past couple of years. How frustrating has that been for you?
Oh, it's definitely frustrating, without a doubt. It's definitely come with some aggravation, without a doubt. But we'll get back in those winter ways. I mean, we've won a lot of races, Junior and this whole group of guys that we have. So we'll get back there. And I mean, we won a championship last year that they countered us out at Homestead, and we went there and got it. So I know this group can win, and I can win, Junior can win. So we'll start knocking down again this year, especially after a run like today, and as positive as everybody is.
And we've seen the schedule unveiled for the next month. What track are you most excited to get to in these next couple months?
I can honestly say I don't know which one I'm not excited about. I've won here at Kentucky, so we're excited to come here. We won at Texas. We won at Kansas. So all those upcoming races are going to be really good ones for us. And look forward to going to Dover as well. So I can't put one and say I'm not excited about it.
Thank you.
All right. And our next question for Matt will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead.
Hey, Matt, last time you were at Texas Motor Speedway, you finished second and had two top fives there last year. Will you convince Junior to let you take the truck that you ran tonight to Kentucky next week to Texas?
We did what?
I said, will you convince Junior to let you take the truck you ran tonight to Texas next week?
Oh, absolutely. I already convinced him. we said if we came out of here and we had good speed and everything, we were going to take it. And I don't think there's any damage to it, so we'll be taking it. He's in here shaking his head. We can take
I got a better one.
What makes Texas such a unique racetrack?
They Texas and Kentucky, they reconfigured them, and they're so different from what they used to be, to say the least. And just the different ends of the racetrack are just so drastically different. So you can't have one end that's going to be perfect, and then the other end, you got to pay a little bit of consequence. I mean, like tonight, I was a little bit free down in one and two, but was really, really good in three and four. So, I mean, we're going to take, I'm sure, really close to the same setup and truck to Texas and keep working on it.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
All right. And our final question for Matt's going to come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Hey, champ. Just wondering whether or not you feel like you're at a disadvantage with Thor Sport not being in the Charlotte area during the pandemic.
No, I think it's helping us because we don't have as many rules up there. just the travel part has definitely been a little bit harder. That would be one of the things that I would go by is we raced Charlotte and all the places that we raced that were close to the Charlotte area. I mean, all the guys had to drive down. So that was definitely a little bit harder on them and being able to stay in hotels and not sleep in their own bed.
Appreciate your time. Safe travels.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Matt. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the finish, and we will see you next weekend at Texas Motor Speedway.
Perfect. Thank you.